Dedication. This book is dedicated to my dad, Kerry Hoggard. You were a man and father I grew to know and love over our time together. You touched many people with your generosity and made a significant contribution to New Zealand. I'm extremely proud of you and thankful for the life lessons you passed on to me. Preface. Moments. Each moment is a choice, no matter how frustrating or boring or constraining or painful or oppressive our experience, we can always choose how we respond. And I finally begin to understand that I too have a choice. This realization will change my life. Edith Eger. There have been two significant moments which have deeply touched me in my life and have led to a life change in my business career. These moments both occurred during the latter part of my working life in Australia. I had been fortunate to speak to both small and large groups in the dental and healthcare sectors, and there were several moments when people opened their hearts to me after the seminars. One of these moments was an email with a subject line that read, "Magnificent." I read on to see a message from a course attendee's heart. It simply read, "Dear Andrew, thank you for your magnificent presentation today. This year has not been an easy one for me. However, after hearing your words today, you gave me hope and renewed the passion in me." It was a tremendous realization to me that I had been part of helping another person realign their life. The other significant moment was in Canberra, where I was speaking to an audience at a health seminar. We laughed and cried our way through 90 minutes, and at the end, I was greeted by two young ladies. One of the ladies was physically holding the other up as she struggled to compose herself under a burden of tears that were sobs from her heart. She introduced herself and said, "This is my sister, and she just wanted to say something to you." In life, I've discovered you never know what exactly is around the corner, and so I gave my most sensitive okay ever and opened my heart to her. What came next was life-changing for both of us. Amid her sobs and breathlessness, she shared with me that she was going to take her life and had plans in place for it to happen the next Thursday. She'd recently discovered that the most precious person in her world, her mother, had been diagnosed with a spinal tumor. The young lady felt that if her mum was going to die, there was no reason for her to be alive anymore. However, her heart opened to mine, and she felt compelled to tell me her story after hearing the story about my sister Helen, whom we all loved and knew as Hallie. Hallie changed my life. It was after hearing my story when she realized her reason for living was to look after her mum. I write more about Hallie's story later in this book. These two significant moments were enough to motivate me, remind me and inspire me to share my stories with others for the very reason that I believe we all need hope in this life. I figure if I can just be the catalyst who helps create someone else's joy and shares words of hope, then I'm doing something of worth. I trust that as you read this story, you will discover some hope that rings true for yourself. People. My dad always told me that business is all about people. "You get the people part right and the business goes well," were his words to me. I've found this to be true in my experience also. Things go extremely well when you have a team of focused individuals who care about each other deeply and value the core essentials of the organization. It's like a well-oiled engine, and everything feels so right when it is going well. However,